Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Here's a sure sign that the left is collapsing. Media Matters for America, founded by David Brock in 2004, finds itself teetering on the edge of collapse as it grapples with a staggering $15 million in legal fees stemming from lawsuits initiated by Elon Musk, the left's Marxist watchdog, long known for harassing media that reveals too much about the left's corruption, has inevitably been decimated by financial blows from multiple fronts, while its fair-weather friends scatter. Media Matters' slow race to dissolution deepened following a November 2023 report by Media Matters claiming that advertisements on X were appearing alongside pro-Nazi content, a claim that sparked a massive $75 million advertiser exodus from X. This controversy ignited Musk's lawsuit, alleging the organization deliberately manipulated the platform's algorithm to create a false narrative, damaging X's reputation and revenue. The fallout left Media Matters calling the lawsuit frivolous, causing Media Matters to file a motion to dismiss, which was denied. A countersuit battle has now spread to a California court in a desperate attempt by Media Matters to block X's lawsuits in Ireland and Singapore, alleging these are part of a vendetta-driven campaign to punish Media Matters. Now Media Matters is being hit from all sides as legal and financial pressures mount. The Federal Trade Commission's May 2025 investigation into alleged illegal collusion to reduce X's revenue, combined with earlier probes by Texas and Missouri attorneys general, has run up a tab on Media Matters of $15 million in legal fees, forcing layoffs and operational cuts. Big donors like George Soros, the Tides Foundation, and the NEA are nowhere to be found. Fundraising struggles and advocacy hesitancy have further strained the organization, which has considered closure as a last resort, according to internal documents from a New York Times report. But Media Matters publicly denies plans to shut down. Hubris is a heavy drug, and its supplier, the left's corporate power structure, is rapidly collapsing.
We're getting to the point now the left is entering the era of sedition, insurrection, but in the last week, it's become surreal. We had this Democratic official, Sadie Perkins, and she posted that she was almost happy that we lost over 100 people, the majority of them children, in this flash flood in Texas. She said they were all white and therefore they were discriminatory. I've never seen anything like it. It's very, very, very disturbing. We've had now two organized assassination attempts of ICE agents who are just following the law. Why is it happening? We've said in the past that part of it is that the Democratic agenda nobody wanted. As a result of that, they lost the Congress, they lost the White House, they lost, of course, the Supreme Court. So they don't have any power, so they're frustrated. In the first administration, Donald Trump addressed symptoms of the progressive project. This time, he's dealing with the symptoms, and the left is saying, oh my gosh, Donald Trump is starting to address our left-wing monopoly. If he were to be successful, we would collapse, dissipate, disintegrate.
Media Matters simply represents the internal chaos of the FAFOed Democratic Party. The Democrat Party's approval ratings have plummeted to historic lows, with only 27% of registered voters viewing them positively, according to an NBC News poll. The party's reliance on elite-driven, focus group-tested horse pucky has alienated voters. Furthermore, this greedy, narcissistic gerontocracy has damaged future generations, obliterating the American dream. And as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting propaganda machine goes down like the Titanic, and Act Blue is investigated for foreign donations, and the Golden Goose USAID is no longer funding the Democrats' NGO network, undermining the United States sovereignty, the Democratic
Party. All right,
Party
the full John Bowne report can be found at band.video. You know, it's funny. The same people that sued Elon Musk sued me, and the same people that I sued, Elon Musk is now suing. That's fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Definitely a victory for the good guys.
Or I guess they like to call us panickins somehow, some way.
Nope. The panickins won. We applied the pressure and we won. And they are now removing the Israeli loyalty pledge from disaster relief aid. Now they need to do the same thing at the state level, like they have similar laws in Texas and Florida and others, that they need to stop that too. So if we can apply it there, we can apply it anywhere. But that just shows you, yes, when we apply pressure, we can have victories. And that's why it's so sad, you know, watching all the people like, oh, just trust Trump, trust the plan. It's like, no, we're all in this. We're all fighting for the country here. And when we see something we don't like, we're going to apply pressure there, and sometimes we get results. That's why we do it. So today's one of those examples. So I guess I can throw these headlines out. Nice. Very good. Go ahead and remove those from the desk. Now, we are going to do a news blitz here. It's been a bit of a wild show. Wasn't really anticipating any of that, actually. But has been wild and fun. But we will do a news blitz here and get to all the videos as well. But we haven't barely plugged today. And so, folks, remember, if you are a VIP member, we are running a sale at thealexjonesstore.com for our VIPs, and this is an appreciation for you. It's a way to help fund us, but we want to show some appreciation specifically for our VIP members. We love our entire support in the audience, but the VIPs have been very beneficial to keeping this place on the air and budgeted into the future. So for our VIPs, a store-wide buy one, get one free super sale on all health supplements and all apparel while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com. This is for VIPs only. Now, if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, right there on the landing page, you'll see a button. You can become a VIP member. The link is right there. Or you can go directly to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, and you can go through that process and become a VIP today and immediately get access to this sale while supplies last. So for VIPs, buy one, get one on all health supplements and all apparel right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And of course, when you're a VIP member, you also get bonus entries. Anytime you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways, but you get bonus entries when you are a VIP member. So just part of the benefits that come along with being a VIP. Right now, it's the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon that you will be entered to win when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. Okay, let's just start putting them down. Picking them up, putting them down. Attorney General Ken Paxton, he's also just released another statement. I don't have it on my desk. House Democrats have fled the state in a cowardly desertion of their responsibilities. These jet-setting runaways abandoned Texas and sacrificed their constituents for a publicity stunt. It's imperative that they be swiftly arrested, punished, and face the full force of the law. He's released multiple similar statements even since calling for the arrest of these lawmakers, these Democrats, and apparently arrest warrants have already been approved should they not be back in Texas to do their job when the gavel falls. So we'll see if they want to engage in these tactics with Attorney General Ken Paxton. And for Ken Paxton, who's now running for Senate, and who knows what other aspirations he might have, he's going to be looking to get some wins. He's going to be looking to get some political wins, and he's a serious dealer. So this is going to be an interesting one. If they try to play with him, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm betting on any arrests, but there will be something. They will not just simply get away with it. Now, you've also got the redistricting, and a lot of this is a fight over the redistricting by the Democrats because they know they're gonna lose a couple of seats. One in specific that they don't want to face right now, and that is losing Jasmine Crockett. Now, I think Sheldon Daniels, who's going to be running against her, is already a very viable candidate and could possibly beat her even with the gerrymandered district. But certainly now, if the redistricting goes through, he has a much higher chance of winning. Now, I got a couple clips from old Jasmine here. And, you know, I don't like playing the clips of the Democrat morons too often. I mean, it's, you know, you can laugh at them. But every once in a while, it's important to listen to what they're saying so that you can understand where they're coming from and what's on their mind. And so, yes, even somebody is, let's say, politically illiterate as a Jasmine Crockett, every once in a while, you can pick something out from what she's saying. Now, first of all, let's just start with this one, the short one here in clip 11. Here she is basically admitting, now that Texas has cleaned up the voter rolls and stopped mail-in voting, that the Democrats are hemorrhaging voters. Yeah, no kidding. Listen to this admission on MSNBC, no less, in clip 11.
There was a benefit to shining a light on what it was that they were trying to do in the dark in Texas. So unfortunately, we've seen our numbers fall now that they have these voter restrictions in place. But I do think it's important for us to have the conversation around.
It's not voter restrictions, folks. It's voter ID laws that are basic common sense. It's removing the voter rolls of people that have died and left the state and are no longer eligible to vote. So they're admitting now that stopping illegal votes hurts the Democrats specifically. They don't even deny it. By the way, what do you guys think about Jasmine's new wig? Were you a fan of the new wig? Fan of the new look? Not bad. Yeah. I actually like it that you can't hear the crew in my ear. It drives Alex nuts. I actually like it. I think it adds a bit of a mystery here. The crew in my ear goes, is she trying to look like Candace Owens? Well, you know, Candace is pretty popular. I don't think Candace is wearing a wig, though. I can't say for sure. I have met Candace. I do not believe she was wearing a wig. I am convinced Jasmine is wearing a wig. Oh, man. What do you guys think of the new hair, huh? Little Jasmine with a new, she got a new look going. I think it's good for her, actually. It's a little more professional, a little more clean. I don't think it'll translate to a political victory, but I think it's a good look, actually. Now, okay, let's get into this longer clip and break some of this down. So she's attacking Jasmine Crockett. She's attacking when she's talking about the Attorney General. She's talking about Ken Paxton here. Just so everybody understands, that was the nature of the question. She's talking about Ken Paxton. But I want to just kind of break some of this down bit by bit here. It's like, why is Jasmine Crockett complaining that the Democrats are losing voters? Well, because there's a voter ID law and they've cleared the voter rolls. So that's them admitting we only win elections because we cheat. Oh, okay, well, we knew that. Now you are admitting it. Here's another one of her attacking Ken Paxton in clip 10.
This bill is going to continue to move on the Senate side because the Senate side is still in, but the House is not in. And as we know, It's got to pass both chambers before it can get to anybody's desk. So as of right now, there is nothing that they can do as it relates to the House. I am so very proud. Please, please, please look up these amazing state representatives. Show them some love. Encourage them, because this is really hard to make the decision that you're going to leave your family behind as you go and hide out, because we got a rogue bootleg criminal attorney general who absolutely is like wanting to be Trump 2.0 himself.
All right, and now pause real quick. So now she's commenting on the arrest warrants and everything. No, you're breaking the law. Okay? You're breaking the law. And you admit it. Oh, we're hiding. So you admit you're breaking the law. It's a real strange thing. And by the way, Ken Paxton beat the charges. And it even came out. It was an FBI entrapment. It was an FBI setup. It all came out. He won in court. So you should probably, you might want to get a defense attorney here. You might be sued for defamation. Okay? It's wild listening to them talk. It really is. It's strange. Her trying to be like Candace Owens. Ken Paxton wants to be Trump 2.0. I think he just wants to be Ken Paxton. You might want to be Candace Owens, though. All right, continue.
Though, like, he's the one that was under federal investigation for years, and he's the one that had felony indictments pending for years, and of course was avoiding prosecution for years. Yeah, because like that's what makes you real MAGA, is like you got to be about this thug life. You got to be like cheating on your wife. You got to at least be going to get impeached.
By the way, all right, I'll go ahead and pause it. I won't get into Ken Paxton's personal affairs. They tried to hit him with that. It's not going to affect the election. But yeah, I guess you're kind of right. You know, we are the political bad boys, aren't we? You're the establishment. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the political establishment. We're the rebels. That's right. The state comes after us. The government comes after us. The government puts us in prison and censors us and lies about us and everything else. Yeah, that's right. That's who we are. You're the establishment. You want to be the establishment. So, okay, yeah, all right, we're on the same page. Continue.
He just wasn't convicted again. We've kind of seen this play out before. Anyway,
we've kind of seen this.
But he got the nerve to talk about who should be arrested. Give me a break. Kind of like, you know, the orange orangutan, you know, the Timu Hitler. He on the same nonsense too. Bro, you the real criminal.
Come on, bro.
Like, stop coming for people that's out here in these streets just trying to make this country really work by going to work, and so you grabbing them up at work. That's a whole other issue. Anyway, the point is I am currently in Arizona, and the other point is they thought that they were gonna put that terrible map on the floor tomorrow in the House,
and they will. And if you're not there, then you'll be arrested. All right. Now listen. Okay. This is where I go back to putting the pressure on the Trump administration. Nice. Nice. I know, and this is like, everybody should be on the same page here. And I even understand to a certain degree where Trump's mindset is at here. It's a pragmatic thing, and it's like, you only move forward type of thing. I totally get it. I'm in many ways the same way. It's like I could sit here and get stuck on they're not doing anything about swatting. It's like I don't even want to go back to that. You know, they're trying to tell us again after I said that last week, and some other people are rustling some feathers that, oh, wait, no, we did. We are investigating everything. I'm like, oh, all right, whatever. I'll back off it. It's not a big thing for me anymore. You guys, if you guys want to actually do it, you'll do it. If not, whatever. I've said my piece. It is what it is. But see, it's like I could sit here and get stuck on that issue, or I could sit here and get stuck on, you know, getting arrested for January 6th and just sit here and like stick on these things. But I get it. It's like you just move forward. You do that issue, you make a thing of it, but you're always moving forward and you're being pragmatic. So it's like for Trump, I get it. Even when it comes to the assassination, whatever, it's like, you know what? I got to just move forward. I got to be pragmatic. Moving forward, we're moving forward. Okay. Here's the difference. When it comes to all the charges, or Trump's a felon, like they love to claim, this is why it's not only so important to arrest the deep state, But this is why it's also important for Trump, not just for his own sake. And this is a guy who obviously has a big ego, probably a narcissist. And that's fine. Maybe it'll be a good thing if he considers his reputation when this is all said and done as president. But I get it where he's like, I don't want to go back and deal with them coming after me in the courts. I don't want to go back and deal with them in Georgia or deal with them in New York or D.C. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to go back and deal with them saying I lied about the value of Mar-a-Lago or all the other stuff. I get it. I get why Trump would say I'm not going to sit here and get stuck on that. It's not good for the country. But we've reached this point now where you almost have to, because I don't want to hear the Democrats calling you a felon for the next 3 years. Because they can sit here and they can call you a felon and call you a criminal and sit here and rest on that as an attack against us. You have to rip that out of their hands. That's what it's like. It's like a baby with a knife or something. You can't let no. You have to rip that knife out of their hands. I can't stand this. I cannot stand this. Do not, I pray, do not let the Democrats sit here and call you a felon and a criminal for the next 3 years. So, but Owen, you give them a hard time about the Epstein stuff. That's a different issue. He needs to launch some sort of countersuit against all the frivolous lawfare, or you just go after the deep state criminals. Either way, you have to take this out of their bag. This whole, oh, we'll just call him a felon, we'll just call him a criminal, and then context and frame everything around that. I'm sick of it. It's illegitimate. It's a lie. So something has to be done about this stuff. And I get the whole thing is so rigged and it's so corrupt and you just hope the American people see through it. But to a certain level, you just have to say, okay, I'm taking this toy from you. I'm taking this toy from you. You've abused this toy and I'm taking it for you. Not for you. This now is about America. We cannot have these Democrats sitting here and lying that you're a felon or you're a criminal. It is a lie. And I'm sick and tired of them bringing it out as this counterpoint politically when it's totally illegitimate. So I would try to find somebody creative. I guess you're running out of people, and that's probably the problem, is that we're running out of resources here. But you've got to expose what happened in these cases and how it was rigged against you. And really, that's probably a big part of draining the swamp. I would say, big part of draining the swamp. If they can bring Trump in, and this is just the most egregious of them, if they can bring Trump in and say Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million, and so you lied on your financial records, I mean, folks, then what else can they lie about? They can lie and claim somebody is worth $5 trillion, just like they did with Alex Jones. And then they try to get a court ruling based off of false information, as he's got trillions. So the jury says, oh, well, gee, then I guess we have to ask for a trillion. Or the lawyers say, we want $5 trillion from Alex Jones, as he doesn't have the money. So, but see, that's what they do, is they lie and they put out a false pretext so that they can get a desired result. Because if you actually pour through the records, and by the way, they tried to do the same thing to me. And then they find out, oh, yeah, well, Schroyer doesn't have millions of dollars, so I guess he's not worth suing. Yeah. Yeah, you lied. But that's what they do. So that's what I'm saying. If they can sit here and say, Mar-a-Lago is only worth $19 million, so we're suing Trump, then they can just make up anything. Oh, Alex Jones is worth hundreds of billions, so we can demand $1 trillion for him. It's just, what? They just make crap up. And then they get it in court record, and they say, see, it's very real, even though it has no standing in reality. None. Oh, yeah. I mean, the E. Jean Carroll stuff, that might be, I don't even know if you do want to go back to that. But specifically, I would go back to the Mar-a-Lago stuff. I'd go back into the January 6th stuff. I'd go back to the election stuff, and I'd say, no. This is not about me. This is about a corrupt justice system that is so corrupt that they will tell you a piece of property that anybody, any honest person, any honest realtor would tell you is worth at least $200 million. At least. Maybe even $500 million. But at least $200 million. Guaranteed. And they can just put it in a court record and say, nope, only $20 million. I mean, a blatant lie, an egregious lie, and then the Democrats sit here and see, it's court record. See? And then they commit mortgage fraud and we can't even get them arrested. So that's why this stuff is so important and so frustrating that I have to sit here and continue to listen to Democrats spout these lies. Take the toy away from them. All right. Now, here's the other big lawsuit in Texas. Texas judge greenlights multi-state lawsuit accusing BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street of using climate initiatives to manipulate energy markets. Texas judge advances suit against BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. Okay. Now, this is big. And if you want to talk about draining the swamp, if you want to talk about fixing big issues in America, this is actually a huge opportunity to do it. Now, I'm not a fan of lawfare. I'm not a fan of lawfare to reach an ends. I'm not. I think it's dangerous for the country. I think it's been bad for the country. And I think we all see the atmosphere it creates politically. Okay, so I'm not about lawfare. However, we have to look at this case and we have to realize how important this could be. So, all right, you get them on the climate change BS, and all the politicians and the governments, they're all in on it too. They lie about the climate, they lie about the weather, they lie about man-made climate change, so that they can redirect resources to all these alternative energy companies that BlackRock, State Street, and everybody else, the politicians, that everybody else is invested in. So they find out, well, okay, oh, they're lying. It was part of a big plan. It was a redistribution of wealth, you know. So that's where they're going with this lawsuit. But, and this is where it gets like, you got to be careful. The corruption or the issues that we deal with when it comes to BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, it's well beyond this. This is like the tip of the iceberg. But imagine if a judge hits them with such a massive fine that they have to sell off all of their real estate. Do you know what that's going to do to the markets? Whoa. They all of a sudden might self-correct a little bit. We're talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands of houses on the market overnight. And depending on how the lawsuit goes, they might not even control the bottom line. You see what I'm getting at here? Two birds with one stone. So it's like, I just see an opportunity. The deep state is exposed. They're crony capitalists, monopoly men in the private sector. Now they're exposed. We have a window of opportunity to do a major course correction here, folks. And it's not just on the fake man-made climate change boondoggle. It's not just on the redistribution of wealth and the lies of climate change. If you get these companies exposed that have been part of the biggest problem in real estate becoming unaffordable, and you force them to sell off their real estate, what do you think happens to the price of house? Goes down.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts. Mm-hmm. I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated. He stated, quote, "Depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world," end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you had someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, "In earlier times, it was easier to control a million people than to physically kill a million people." He said, "But now it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than it is to control," end quote.
It was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control.
So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions.
I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast, hence social media being a problem, a gift and a curse.
I've studied the pieces. We've got the owner's manual. We've got the blueprint. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. UN climate change official says we should, quote, make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go towards that. We should do everything possible to carry that out. I mean, these people are totalitarians. It's eugenics. It's depopulation program. That's why this is the biggest subject that we could possibly cover. It's the reality. And so you think about that, and you think about what's going on long and hard. You better look into it, folks. You better find out it's real, okay? You think you're freaked out by this? I know why a lot of you are in denial.
So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people. They said these white folks is waking up. They're coming against us, their government. Black folks is waking up. They're coming against us. So now at this point, they're like, well, just get rid of them all.
Now, back to our program.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Test for Golden Dome in 2028.
I don't like this at all. And it's all about AI, quantum computing, missiles, you know what it's all about. And they're using, you know, Russia. Of course, Russia launching a missile at us. That's going to be the test thing, is Russia doing it. I don't like any of it. I don't like any of it, because you build this stuff and then you feel the need to use it. But you know what it represents to me, unfortunately, what I see happening in front of me, I think what we're all starting to notice here, is that the Middle East is now taking over our politics. And it's true. The Middle East is now taking over our politics. So, of course, Middle East takes over your politics, I guess, what do you anticipate? Missiles. It's really sad to me.
We have never needed a Golden Dome. We shouldn't need a Golden Dome. But now that we're Middle East politics, oh, all of a sudden we need a Golden Dome. What do you know? It's funny. What other nation state has to be protected by a dome of missile defense? It's funny. It's almost like we're becoming a nation. Like, we're not becoming our own nation. We're becoming another nation. It's strange, isn't it? Can't quite put my finger on it. It's like, I don't know, maybe if they would withhold disaster aid if you're not loyal to your country, or, you know, maybe if a bunch of politicians went over to a foreign country, and I don't know, maybe if they had the foreign flag in their offices. I mean, if there were any signs, if there were any signs, I'd bring them to you right now. I don't know. Just can't make it. Oh, what do you know? Israel starts to run our foreign policy. Now we're afraid of getting bombed, too. Now we're afraid of getting hit with missiles, too. And now we need an Iron Dome and a Golden Dome. It's sad. It's actually really sad. We shouldn't be going this direction. We should go in the opposite direction. We should be more confident in world peace. We should have less likelihood that we're going to get hit with anything. But nope. You start to take in Middle East politics, you start to get run by Middle East politics, well, guess what? You become the Middle East. So now what do we get? We get a Golden Dome and we get radical Islamic terror. Great. Fantastic. It's tragic. My heart breaks. My heart breaks for future Americans if we can't beat this. If we can't isolate ourselves from Middle East politics, if we can't become independent from Israeli influence, then it breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart what future generation of Americans may witness, may experience. And that might be the Golden Dome. Very sad. Very, very sad. Well, FBI Director Kash Patel, you know, he said it's time to shut down the FBI. And he was right. So what is he doing? He's expanding the FBI. The FBI took a historic step this week by opening a new law enforcement office in New Zealand. All right. That's how we shut down the FBI, is by expanding it. Really great stuff. Yeah. Let's see, Speaker Johnson spending multiple days in Israel, kissing the wall, telling you how great it is and how great Israel is and how we all need to be. Honestly, I watched this video. I don't have the time to play all the clips from Johnson, all the speeches and everything. And, of course, Randy Fine is over there, too, telling you that Israel is the best place on earth and why America needs to be loyal to Israel and it's the most important thing. And Israel's enemies need to be addressed before America's issues. So, you know, we all know that. But you watch this video, and it's like a hostage video, man. Because, you know, here's the difference. When you're a political sellout, which most our politicians are, when you're a political sellout, there's always going to be a level of discomfort internally. But it's like once you've kind of got through it a couple times, you start to develop a little bit of a comfort zone. And it's like, oh, you mean I can sell out to a foreign country and then come out here and spout foreign propaganda and nobody notices or says anything? It's like, oh, okay, cool. And so that's how it's been for so long. But now, guys, put the Johnson video up. Now it's like, oh, it's like a hostage negotiation. It's like even with Trump now. They know how unpopular Israel is on both the left and the right. They know there's a total, I don't even know what you would call it. It's almost like rage. I mean, you could say it's hate, which is so sad. Again, I don't want to live in this state of, oh, hating Jews and hating Muslims, and that's all you see is, oh, Muslim propaganda, oh, Jewish propaganda, oh, hate, oh, war, all fights. What? I'm in America. I'm in a Christian nation. It's called America. Why the hell am I in Middle East political debates here? What the hell? All my politicians, oh, they all love Israel so much. No, this looks like a hostage video because they can't just sell out to a foreign country and then just assume we don't notice. Everybody sees it now. It couldn't be more obvious. In fact, it's so obvious. it's so over the top that I just, because I just run through scenarios in my head. I have like a quantum, like my political brain is like quantum AI. And so it's just, you plug in a scenario and then it's just like, it's like all the different outcomes are generated. And then they, and then odds and stuff shifts with new information comes in. The Israel stuff is now so over the top. And maybe it was always that way. I guess the only thing I could fall back on and say maybe it was always that way, but now everybody's seeing it. I don't think so. If it was that way 8 years ago, I would have seen it. It has never been this bad. So now it's like the way my brain mechanics work, all the political stuff I consume, I look at it now and I'm like, this Israel stuff is so over the top. It's almost like intentional. It's either intentional to be like arrogant about it, like, yeah, Israel gets to run your country and there's nothing you can do about it. Or there's like the level of, oh, we're just combating anti-Semitism, so it's like playing the victim card. Or even, no, it's like be over the top to cause the anti-Semitism and then claim the victim card. Or it's be over the top to just show the force of dominance, show that they can do nothing, put them in fear. Or, I mean, just because this is how my brain works, it's like crunching all the odds. It's like, it almost is like Q. Save Israel for last is like the big Q thing. Save Israel. So, but it's like, it almost is Q level ridiculous now. It's like, yeah, if the plan was to expose Israel and their influence in our Congress and exposes, you know, all the other issues that we have with Israel, it's like, if that was the deal to expose all of this by just opening it up, then it's like, that's what's been done. So now, I'm not a Q person, but it's just like, I just look at all the odds and I say, why would they be like this? Why would they be so in your face? Why would Mike Johnson, who knows? You can see it in his eyes. You can see it in his body language. You can see how uncomfortable he is. This is a hostage video. He has to go stand in front of the Wailing Wall. He has to put on the small hat. He has to tell you how great it is. He has to kiss it. He has to rub it in your face. And he knows you're going to be disgusted by it. He knows everybody's going to look at him as a traitor to a foreign country when he does it. I don't know how else you can consume that. He knows that. So why do they do it? Well, the options are limited. But you take one look, folks. That is a hostage video. He is not comfortable. He does not want to be doing it. He knows everybody is going to look at him as a foreign agent and a traitor, and yet he has to do it anyway. And I'm not going to go too deep into this because I got other news to cover. But, I mean, there's the geopolitical shift and just what we're seeing in America when it comes to Israel is it's the most fast-moving thing I've ever seen in my life. It is changing the very landscape of America's media and politics at light speed. It's like lapping me, where I used to say we're maybe 20 years away from this changing, to 10 to 5 to like, it's now, it's like this next election cycle, it's now. That's how but considering I keep coming up on the long end, it's like you look at what happened today. Now we got a result in 12 hours. That's the level of political pressure on this issue, is they tried to tie disaster aid into support for Israel, and they lost before the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And then you have Ben-Gvir, another at least 33. The number keeps going up. It was 27, now it's 33. People seeking aid were killed in Gaza. So right after the envoy with Huckabee and Witkoff leaves. By the way, their Witkoff envoy is heading to Russia now to try to get a deal done. That'll be good. Putin coming out with cooler heads than that, making a statement over the weekend just saying, well, it's unfortunate Trump decided to say that. It's unnecessary. We need to just have diplomatic conversations. But yes, they do have their nuclear subs here, and we have nuclear subs, and we'd like peace. But we have our issues in Ukraine. Of course they do. You think they like Ukraine being a proxy state of the CIA? Give me a break. So now Ben Gavir, the envoy leaves, and then they start killing the aid seekers again. You know, Israel right back at it, shooting people. And then Ben Gavir says, well, this whole thing is a disaster now, so Israel just has to take it over. So, well, they just got to go. That was the plan the whole time. But nobody wants the Palestinians, folks, for the same reason that nobody wants to deal with the Middle East anymore. It's a cancer. It's cursed. It's a cursed part of the world with cursed people because they can never have peace. And we don't want any of it. And neither does Europe, and they're finding that out. But that's the plan. Israel will take it, and they're going to relocate all the Palestinians to Europe and to America. That's their plan. And then you'll deal with radical Islamic terror attacks. And then that will further the Israeli agenda of turning the planet against Muslims and Arabs until you embrace the hatred. Irish president urges UN to intervene in Gaza, citing destruction of an entire people. He's wanting an international military force. Yeah, don't be surprised when other world leaders call for something similar. France halts Gaza evacuations after anti-Semitic posts by Gazan student. Oh, really? The Gazans don't like the Jews? I mean, wow. That's a newsflash. You mean the two groups of people that hate each other want you, a Christian? You mean the two groups of people that hate each other and have been warring with each other for thousands of years want white Christians to engage in their hatred? And will do anything to convince you to engage in their hatred and their war for them? Have you figured it out? I'm stunned. The French say, we'll take the poor Palestinians. They bring them in, and what do you know? They're vile anti-Semites, and they hate anybody that supports Jews. Go figure. I mean, who saw that coming? I mean, it's not like Israel's blown up their entire land for 100 years. So they train him to hate Israel. Well, these people can't even have a life. So that's why we should have nothing to do with it, completely decouple from the region. But no, we're over there now. Mike Johnson is over there now. Here's a funny one from an anti-Trump journalist, columnist, David French. Oh, you got to love this stuff. David French, in July of 2014... Hamas bears the moral and legal responsibility for every dead Palestinian child. Oh, so they've been killing the kids over there for a while, huh? Okay. 2019, when Israel dares defend itself, the anti-Semitic double standards emerge. But the law of armed conflict is clear. If Hamas sows the wind, Israel can make it reap the whirlwind. 2019. Yeah, so this has been going on for quite a time. 2023. The Hamas atrocities against civilians are pure evil. This is after the October 7th attack. Israel should not permit Hamas to exist in Gaza any longer. It is entirely justified in an overwhelming response. In fact, an overwhelming response is a moral and strategic necessity. Okay. Let's check in on David French today. Dear Israel, defeating Hamas does not require starving a single child. It's so bad that David French, who has said, leave nothing off the table, Israel, nothing is outside the realm of legitimate action when it comes to dealing with Gaza. Now even he is writing columns saying that Israel has gone too far. Tommy Robinson arrested again. Lands back in London and they immediately arrested him. They're saying for an assault at St. Pancras Station on July 28th. And if I recall correctly, that's when he was getting attacked. And people were attacking him and his group. And so they basically just kind of stood up for themselves in a little scrap. I mean, he's a scrappy guy. He's not going to get shoved and pushed around. Unfortunately for him, he's probably going to have to just learn that you can't fight at all anymore. I get it. He's a scrappy guy. He's a prideful guy. But Yeah. Somebody that this is why people always ask, like, well, why don't you do more street videos? Well, this is one of the reasons why, folks. Because if I go out there and I get attacked, you understand you're not gonna be hearing from Owen Schroyer much more. You understand? So it's like that's what they do. So somebody can come up to Tommy Robinson and run their mouth and try to attack him. And he defends himself, and now it's, oh, assault, you're going to jail. So, you just have to make decisions, and sometimes it's not what the decisions you want to make, it's decisions you have to make. By the way, have you heard about this? Destroyed my life. Putin's alleged secret daughter resurfaces online, disowns past, and slams Kremlin. Putin's secret daughter speaks about her father for the first time and hints at her anger towards the Russian leader. Elizaveta Krivonikov. Let's go with the easier one. Luisa Rozova is her pseudonym. 22 years old. I think she's like a DJ in France, is my understanding. Something like that. Now she's coming out and talking about how she doesn't like Putin and all this other stuff. Does look like him. Right? I mean, I think that's sometimes it's hard to deny your seed. I think that's I don't know how Putin's going to be denying that deal. That's, yeah, that's your spitting image, bud. Oh, he's got down. Now Putin's got a daughter, a disgraced daughter he's got to deal with here. Doesn't sound like she's open for negotiations either. Well, that's unfortunate. Maybe we should bring her here. We don't seem to have any interest in getting along with Russia either. So, oh my God. South Africa. Mass circumcision ceremony leaves 39 boys dead and dozens more mutilated. You know, I think it's time to just consider circumcision what it is. A disgusting, unnecessary tradition. It's time to just say what it is. It's an absolutely disgusting and unnecessary tradition. Who started that, by the way? Whoa! Look at this from the New York Times. Donor organs are too rare. We need a new definition of death. My God. So, of course, they run this headline after the whole organ donor story comes out. And blows the lid off of how you don't want to be an organ donor because they basically will harvest your organs if they get the chance to. So we shut that down. And then the New York Times says, now hold on a second. If you're not going to let us harvest your organs, then we're going to have a new definition of death. So you'll be alive. You'll be alive on the operating table, your eyes open. They got like a breathing harness on you or something. Like, well, I think it's time to, it's a healthy liver. You know, we got a guy that needs a liver over here. He's willing to give us $1 million. And you're sitting there like, I want to live. I want to live. We're going to go ahead and take this guy's liver. All right, move him into the operating room. You're like, what? It's a new definition of death, son. It's a new definition of death. We're harvesting your organs. Thank you for your donation. You shouldn't have come in here. But I was bleeding to death. Well, that's your problem. And now your liver is ours. All right, let's see what the video is here. We got Mike Johnson at the wall. We got Ben Gavir saying it's time for Israel to take over Gaza. It was a plan all along. Oh, Mark Levin. Do we even want to get into Mark Levin? Oh, it's disgusting. Yeah, he's it's exactly what you would expect it to be. He wants everybody to denounce. Basically, he wants everyone to denounce Tucker Carlson. He wants everybody to denounce Nick Fuentes. He wants everybody to denounce Alex Jones. And if you don't, you're a radical anti-Semite. You don't belong in America. You don't belong in the Republican Party, yada, yada, yada. I will say he does look like he's on Ozempic. He has lost a lot of weight. You notice he hasn't even bothered to get a new shirt and jacket that fit, as you can see there. But he's definitely lost some weight. He's lost his mind, but that's a separate story. So he's just a mouthpiece of Israel at this point. It's really just disgusting. And then you've got huge anti-Israel protests happening in Australia. You've got huge anti-Israel protests happening in France. I mean, massive. And then, of course, you've got anti-Netanyahu protests happening in Israel. So this is only going one direction. And there seems to be only one country that unapologetically, with no holds barred, stands with Israel, and that's America. And what do you know? Now we need a golden dome. Great. Just great. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, we're going to have to hold off some of this stuff, like updates out of California dealing with Gavin Newsom. I'm hoping to get this gentleman on. Spectator kicked out of St. Louis City soccer game for wearing a MAGA hat. So more discrimination against Trump supporters, conservatives. Can't even go to a soccer game with a MAGA hat anymore. Looking to get him on the show. We've reached out. Trump slammed for turning Rose Garden into parking lot. Have you seen this? The Rose Garden is now literally cemented over. So all the trees, the hedges, the beautiful flowers, it's all gone, and it is now a cement block. Now, I get the feeling, I don't know, we'll see. I get the feeling that they're going to start staging events there. I don't know, maybe even the UFC deal. So I'm guessing that that's why they did this, is to stage a bunch of events and fundraiser events. But the Rose Garden gone. It is now just a cement block. It's kind of tragic. But I guess that's what you do when you're run by Israel. You just turn everything into a parking lot, right? Droonch. That was pretty good. That was a good one, guys. I deserve a laugh track for that. Representative Thomas Massie has introduced legislation to repeal the sweeping liability shield that exempts COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers from responsibility for serious injuries or death caused by their products. So that's a big one. But since it's Thomas Massie, you know everybody's going to try to push back against it, even though it's, why wouldn't we have that? Southern Arizona women's soccer coach dies suddenly from cardiac arrest. Ah, right, that again. An F-35 stealth fighter just had a major crash. We lost another F-35 to a crash. That's not good. All right, we're out of time. We're out of time. I'm going to go live on Rumble and X tonight. That'll do it for the InfoWars War Room. The War Room will take a 21-hour break, and then we'll be back here tomorrow. I'll be live on X and Rumble in about an hour or so, though. We'll see you then.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting, in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule, it should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.